From my network colleagues, I have learned the importance of engaging the senses as a way of engaging with the spiral of inquiry. From my colleagues in New Zealand, who made a board game-like protocol and set of manipulatives for moving through the spiral of inquiry, I learned the power of helping people engage with a theoretical process in a way that they could see and touch. From my colleagues in Australia, I learned the power of starting meetings with a short video of a learner, a powerful way of engaging the senses because in addition to moving the hearts of all the educators in the room and reminding us of the why behind our work, it shows how the individual lives in the universal, how focusing on one child can help us better see all children. From my colleagues in England, I learned that making the micro moves within the spiral visual and concrete increases the accessibility of the work. Graphic organizers and protocols offer those engaging in the spiral a place for their thinking. From my Catalan colleagues, I learned that all of this works better if it is also beautiful and storied. Moments enriched with metaphor, color, and light resonate at a different and embodied vibration. My network colleagues have shown me how engaging with the senses helps us embody this work and come to it with our whole selves, that is, head, heart, and handwork. Often, this learning comes not in seminars or lectures, but in the sharing of stories, the stories of our learners, the stories of our curiosities, the stories of what matters most.